Is this on?
Oh.
And you gonna murder this one and murder that one. Talking all that bullshit. I'ma put it to you like this, yo.
This is for the nerds. This is for the brainiacs. This is what we deserve. Go ahead and play it back. You ain't gonna touch me. You're not gonna do nothing. You are not above me. I bet you wish you was me. I know that I know.
What is poppin', everybody? And welcome back to another special episode of the Only Friends Podcast. Well, you know, it's me and my only friend, which includes, but is not limited to, my boy Tortu! What's poppin', Tortu?
What's poppin'? I got it.
There we go.
Yeah.
You got your shot?
We are all things sulfur Y today. Wow, look at this. That.
You're fucking bright.
Yeah, you are bright. Ooh, Jesus. Gee,
you're glowing.
Look at that explosion.
I've come down from heaven.
Why are you so white?
I don't know, because I was...
Look how fucking happy he is.
I didn't even do a shot.
He's so happy.
Imagine if I would have did one.
Happy. He turned me down on a shot.
Oh, no, Glob, don't fix the light. Just fix it on your side, bro. I don't think there's anything you could do on the light, man. Mm-hmm. It's
not the light.
For some reason, this light was, like, off, and I just turned it on. I didn't know.
You guys see Pip? Do you want to see?
Pippi's here. She's taking a nap.
Pippa. She's a little nappy girl.
But you got to move that book. Melissa, move the book.
There she is. Oh, look at that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Look at the girl.
I'm not really sure why that book is there.
It was
a gift, Melissa.
But you can't even see the book. It just
That's
looks
the
like
point.
A
It's part
obstacle.
Of Destiny.
Is this the pup? The pup cast?
This is our new pup.
Oh, Pippa Pig.
Our pod pup.
She's such a good girl.
She's so cute.
She's going to be a lap dog for the next... 4 weeks.
She's gonna be a lap dog when she's full grown.
I know, but she's gonna be so fucking big.
And then she's gonna be twice the size of you.
I don't think that big. We were debating it last night. I think she's gonna get to.
Her paws aren't that big.
They're not small though.
They're not small.
But they're
at
not
all.
like
if you look from the back of.
They're not
her paws,
like, oh my god, like.
Yeah, the thing is that like up, I guess. The thing is, it's not just about her paw. Like her whole leg is already pretty beefy.
She's got long legs.
Yeah,
she looks like she's gonna be a big girl.
I think she's gonna be. Around Gatsby size. My sister thinks she's gonna be like 30 pounds heavier, but my sister doesn't know shit about shit.
I think she'll be a little bit bigger than Gatsby.
I mean, you guys have
How
no
big
idea
do you think
what
Gatsby
you're talking
is?
About.
Huh?
How big do you think Gatsby is?
What do you mean, like weight wise?
Yeah.
80 pounds?
Wow, really?
He's less than that?
Yeah, a lot less than that.
Didn't you guys think Scott was gonna be bigger
I thought he was
than 75 Gatsby?
Pounds.
Yeah, but we also thought Scott was a pit bull. Only to find out later that she was a chihuahua.
What do we got here?
Yeah, we don't know
what this is.
Pip is half rot, half pit.
But we haven't tested.
She might be more rot than pit or more pit than rot.
He might be part coyote or something.
One thing I can guarantee you Pip is not, and that's a chihuahua.
Yeah, she's not a chihuahua.
she looks like a little hippo.
A chihuahua in that one.
She very quickly took the number two spot away from Scouty. I hope Corey's not listening.
Scouty's
a good girl.
That's his dog.
No. Yeah. No. She's still my dog.
She's not your dog.
She's not your dog.
She hasn't been in your room when Corey's home for, I don't know,
well,
3, 4, 5 years.
That's because Corey is home an awful lot and I'm not. You know, I appreciate Corey. He does the Lord's work. He gives Scout all the attention she needs, and she's a clingy animal.
Have you guys ever heard cope like this before?
Cercopium?
Mr. Gatsby sometimes wanders his way up the steps too.
He does love it up there. He's a couch boy.
It's fucking warm up there. That's the other part of the luring the dogs up. I walked up there today. I got to the landing. I'm like, God,
I know.
Damn.
Sometimes it's like 83.
I'm sweating. What is going on? And my sister's like, I don't know. The room's kind of cold.
I was a little
like cold. What is it? Is there only a heater in the hallway? What's going on?
The hallway doesn't have vents, I think.
Whew. It's a fucking sauna up there.
Yeah.
I tell you. But yeah.
Matt, your sister's older or younger?
She's a year and a half younger. But much, much wiser in spirit. You can just ask her. She'll tell you. It's been wonderful having her. I appreciate everything she's done for me. It's great.
You brought Pip.
She did bring Pip. Thank God. I was supposed to go pick her up after the WPT cruise, but my sister was like, well... She needs to be able to fit into this carry-on case in order to fly with her. Otherwise, you have to put her in the you know, underbelly of the plane, which I would never do that to an animal.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, like, you know, she's a puppy. How big of a deal could it be? Like, she, it's only 3 weeks from now.
She's pretty small. Like, probably would have been okay.
She showed me her in the crate or in the carry-on or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, we have like 3 days.
Oh, that was like max size.
Yeah, she was just like maxing out already.
She's already bigger than Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand.
Not quite as big as Ollie yet, though.
Right. Well, but give it
a week. Give it a week. Yeah.
She got into
By the time that you would have needed to bring her back, it should be bigger than Ollie. And Ollie fits in the, we've taken him on a plane. He fits in the little carry-on, but not by much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a solid chance that she'll be like 20 pounds within a couple weeks. Especially she fucking got into Gatsby's food today. Just housed it.
Yeah.
Doesn't chew. Just straight ant eater. No, we don't.
Yeah, she's got to pack on the pounds.
A lean dog. We want a lean
animal. She's supposed to be fat.
Yeah, but it's more about...
Big puppy belly.
I'm worried about longevity, you know?
I feel like Rottweilers are always fat.
They're thick.
They're always like...
They're athletic dogs. I got to figure out. So I'm already planning ahead now. You know, it's like, okay, she's 10 weeks. I need to figure out how to get the most out of her joints over the duration. I don't want her to suffer the fate of Gatsby.
Oh, the poor boy.
But like, you know, she's going to want that ball.
she's playing already with it.
She's a ball girl.
It's
Maybe
funny.
You should feed her raw.
Maybe.
Her and Scout were like fighting over the ball.
The dog that lived the longest, like the 31-year-old dog or whatever, it wasn't even a small dog either, but it lived really long because they fed it only like chicken and rice
its
whole life.
I'm here Never for it. I'll do it. I'll just give them what I eat.
Yeah, you can just make it with no salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Crush it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think, Pip? You want that chicken and rice diet? We're going to get you on the bodybuilding diet. Let's go, baby. Get you ripping some shit.
TRT.
Get Pip on TV. Well,
that's for Gatsby.
Gatsby needs it.
You guys are joking. I text my doctor and I go, out of curiosity, you know, we neuter these dogs at a young age. Like, would it help the health of my dog if I put him on testosterone?
What would happen?
I don't know. He's like, I don't want to experiment with my dog. No.
I mean...
He's getting to that, you know, age.
He's
right?
Only 12.
He can't hurt.
I'm sure he's
a big dog, though.
Yeah.
That's like pretty old for a big dog.
Yeah. I'm sure there are owners that have done that before.
I gave him a cortisone shot, and man, he was a puppy for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then when it wore off, he was a cripple.
He likes that CBD, though.
He loves the
Maybe
CBD.
Maybe we should give him some like weed.
Well, no, weed's toxic for dogs.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when Oscar ate Philo's stash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Phil Collins, his dog, he had a little Toto dog, like the Wizard of Oz, got into a stash of weed and they had to take it to the emergency vet to get his stomach pumped.
Oh, no.
Brutal. You hate to see it. Yeah. This one ate a fucking bag of mixed nuts first day she was home.
Oh, good girl.
No, not good girl. It's toxic.
Good girl.
It's fucking, yeah.
What's toxic about it?
That's got to be a weird conversation to have with your vet. Right? Because you're like self-reporting, like, hey,
oh,
man,
the weed?
It's fine. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And they just
well,
it
Phil
out,
was
usually.
Too Phil was too high to take the dog, so his wife had to take it. But yeah, like my sister said that she ate a whole bag of mixed nuts, got scared. She gave her peroxide to induce vomiting, and it was fine.
Oh my God.
I know. Smart thinking.
I mean, Rudy's eaten everything.
Your dog is a dumpster.
He never has gotten sick. Like he ate a whole ketchup packet and threw it up whole. Unopened.
He ate it.
Yeah, and he
without
ate
unopened.
And you
and
made a freaking thing of like pulled pork that was like 4
motherfucker.
Pounds. It was like 4 or 5 pounds.
He ate like a quarter
pork,
of a
right?
fucking yeah. brisket.
He yeah. ate the whole thing, and he was just laying there with his belly huge, and he's just like,
I'm
like,
glad he enjoyed
it.
Yeah. I'm not.
He doesn't get sick though, like ever. It's so weird.
Motherfucker eats everything. He ate 2.5 crumble cookies the other day.
Yeah.
More
why,
than that.
Why did you keep the meat
that.
Within the dog's
it
reach?
No,
you it's not. Listen, let me tell
he
you something
stands
right
on the
now.
Counter.
No, let me tell you
Obviously
something.
Obviously,
right
it was
now.
In his reach.
It was, yeah.
It's Otherwise, not. I don't know
it.
What the
Everything
fuck this
is
dog
in his
does.
Reach.
He's very crafty. He can get on
Listen,
services.
I brought some food home from Palms one day, like barbecue stuff, and I put it. I know Rudy's there, so I don't put it within fucking, you know, this
it's
far
out,
from
he's
the counter.
Get it.
Like from the edge of the counter. Somehow, some way, this motherfucker jumped up there. I guess he was like sitting on top of the stool.
Like, it's the only thing that makes sense to me.
I think he gets on the stool and then gets on the counter and then jumps off with it. And then he takes it up to my room and opens it up there.
The only thing that makes sense to me. But all I know is this motherfucker ate, like, fucking 7 pork ribs.
This is the same dog that eats rocks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't eat them. He collects them.
Oh, I see.
And he's, like, really particular. Like, he'll pick one up and then he'll, like, drop it. And then he'll pick it up. And then, like, finally he grabs one.
He's legit a real-life crackhead.
He is, yeah. Like, he's from Harlem. What do you want?
Sure.
Streets he's of Harlem.
Yeah, he's from the streets.
Oh my god.
Man, these puppy farts are fucking
she fire. Has like straight egg farts.
It's worse. It's so much worse.
Today I was like,
smells like burning.
Kit farted. Landon's like, are you blaming it on her? No, like nice. She farted or you farted or someone did.
Good job, Landon. Don't let her fucking skate on this shit.
I admit when I fart.
Do you though?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to get into this. Whether you do or don't. Let's move on. Congratulations to do you have the asset for the MMA fighter, Guap?
I do.
Okay, let's do a who's
I have two of them actually, but yeah.
But the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Let's do a who's cooking.
Ooh, who's cooking?
Sorry, I didn't mean. Yeah, I know. I got you for this one. Do you have the who's cooking?
I do.
I should have walked you through this one first. My bad.
We'll get there.
So what you do when you're in the kitchen is you get out the pans, right? You chop stuff up, and then eventually
Brian's cooking.
How to cook?
How to cook.
Man.
I just gotta be cooking.
Ready or not. Kill, I come. Jumped out with my soul leaking. Going hard till I'm so eating. No chatting and no speaking. No dapping with slow breathing. Damn, homie, you the man, homie. They can't do it, but you can, homie.
All right, we have a couple people cooking this week, according to Poker Twitter. Well, according to Twitter in general. Let's start with Poker Twitter. First of all, one Miss Nikki Limo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Executive producer of this show. She played the bounty tournament, mystery bounty tournament at Resorts World. And it looks as though she was lucky enough to get one of the big bounties. Mm-hmm. There are two 10K bounties and I believe 3 5K bounties. Well, let's see what happens.
What's the biggest bounty?
10K.
I was watching her story and my heart was racing.
That's awesome.
I was like, what a thrill.
What was the buy-in for this tournament?
$400.
$400?
Yeah.
Oh, and a 5K bounty is pretty good.
Just 12 buy-ins right there.
Good. Good. Once you get to that third zero, let me tell you something.
You pulled the 25K.
Heart starts beating. You're like, ooh, give me something.
I just like watching. Like, the other night we were watching the Triton Mystery Bounty, and I was just sweating the bounty pulls. They were having like their girlfriends pull for them. That was kind of fun.
I need to know, did any of the girlfriends pull a big bounty or are they bad luck?
Yeah. I think Chidwick's wife pulled the 200K.
Wow. All
right. I think that was the smallest bounty.
Let's go on a small tangent. What do you guys think about Chidwick's? He's got like this big handlebar mustache thing he's growing out. Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
I've seen it, but I haven't really noticed.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely rocking a big.
So he's cooking.
I think that's cool. For him.
Yeah, good for him.
I think it's good. I mean, he's married, so it doesn't
Should
really
I do
matter.
That?
You just try shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're married, you just do whatever you want.
I don't know how people have these long mustaches. These mustaches are fucking annoying. This is a pain in the ass. You just have hair all over your lips and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, mine's, like, not even that long, but
My
it feels
really
way too
into
long.
The beard community for a little bit. He was doing, like, beard podcasts and stuff. He doesn't just like casually pick up a hobby. Like if he just like goes all in, and so he's like going on beard podcasts, and he had to wear like use straws every time he drank because he was like
you know
a beard.
I don't know your brother at all, but for whatever reason in my head he has a striking resemblance to J-Mo.
He looks like me.
No, I don't even mean like looks. I just feel like every time you talk about him, I envision, because I don't know him and I've never seen him.
Uh-huh.
J-Mo is just like in my brain.
No, he's like covered in tattoos and looks like me, but he has facial hair.
Right. That he needs.
And he has hand tattoos.
Straws to drink. Like, water.
Yeah, but he got rid of, I think.
So he's cooking.
Good for him.
The beard community is like, shout out to the beard community.
That was the bounty you're talking about. That was the one Dan Smith won.
I think so. 50K? Yeah. Oh, 40K?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Dan Smith.
But
he's also cooking.
Are flat, like.
Yeah, that was a flat bounty, I think.
You're right. Bounty. Not the mystery bounty. Right.
Shout out to Poker Dan back out there. Retired Pickleball Dan back to Poke Triton Dan.
Does it seem like the pickleball fad is phasing
No.
It? No?
No, not at all.
You haven't played in months.
It's been very cold. It snowed today.
So cold.
Where?
Here.
What?
It snowed.
Really?
When I was
a few nice days.
Yeah, when I was driving to the... Yeah, I played pickleball 2 days ago. Oh. Still not walking right. when I was driving to the Bellagio, it wasn't sticking. It was like, you know, hitting the windshield like rain, but you could see it in the air. It was flurrying.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. I was in Michigan and like it was fucking beautiful outside.
Just made me ready to go fucking snowboard. Haven't gone yet this year.
You have no friends to go snowboarding.
I know. You guys all suck. Man, do you guys. You guys are not cooking.
But it's expensive. Like $200
for a day? I keep telling you, I have buddy passes. It's basically free.
Yeah, he did say that.
I have 10 buddy passes.
I thought I had to pay $200.
No buddies, though.
No buddies. I can't fucking give them away.
I thought I had to pay $200 to even just go for
I mean, you'll need equipment and stuff, so it's not going to be free, but, you know, it'd be cheap.
I got all that.
Seems like a scam.
I got all that, but now I have a fear of a ski lift. So crazy. God. I don't know. Maybe I might be able to go. I might be able to hit the ski lift again.
Rich Conrad was the fucking worst, man.
Why?
He immediately just bought like a full set of skis, like all kind. Went one goddamn time, and like not only did he only go once, but we were in Park City for 3 straight days. He was there with his girlfriend, who it was the first time we had even met her. We didn't even know if she was real, and he literally goes up and down once. Goes the second time, he's like, "Nah, this ain't for me, man," and just leaves his helmet. Never to be seen again. He fucking takes his skis and he's skiing down our driveway.
Literally on the street.
Just on the street. Fun. Like cross country.
First off, I did that before everything. Me and Jenna got there a few days earlier and then the ski slope was closed and I wanted to go and I couldn't. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go down the street.
Right.
So that's when I did. That's when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, I got stuck on the fucking ski lift for like 20, maybe 30 minutes, and I haven't been the fucking same since. I can't go up escalators. I get fucking nauseous in the elevator.
What are you scared of? They're gonna get it moving at some point. Just relax.
Listen,
enjoy the view.
I have never been scared of heights or anything. I've gone skydiving multiple times. Like, I love all this stuff.
We should really get that house at Park City again. That house was
awesome. So sick.
That was the great. That,
okay. Yeah. Well, if you guys would fucking go do snow stuff, I would be very.
I will go if I don't have to pay $200 to. Oh my God, enter the premises.
This house is sick, but it's really expensive. It's probably like $10K a night.
Yeah,
it was
enough people though. That thing.
You could house 20 people easy.
Yeah.
It had like a full basketball court in it.
The house was sick.
It had a basketball court inside.
Inside. Yeah.
Yeah, like you go like down in like in the.
When was this?
December of 22.
Yeah.
Right before the new year. I avoided a crypto rug. I avoided getting scammed by going to this trip.
That's right.
It was great.
That's good.
How?
Yeah. There was a crypto game in Panama.
Oh, yeah.
Or Puerto Rico.
Puerto
Rico. And I get a text the next day that says one of the guys running it left a suicide note saying that he had ran off with all the crypto, gave it to his parents, and then killed himself. Obviously, like, he didn't really kill himself. He just disappeared into the middle of nowhere.
Did you ever get a follow-up on this?
Many, many, many follow-ups. For whatever reason, the people who, like, got fucked over don't want to, like, go public with it. Like, I think for a lot of them, it was just not enough skin for them to be, like, super upset.
Yeah.
But
it was a lot of fucking skin.
Yeah.
It was a lot of skin.
It was a 7-figure rug. Probably a lot more now. I mean, crypto or Bitcoin was like maybe 25K at the time, I think.
Yeah. 22.
Yeah. Now it's more. It's a little bit more. old suicide boy's doing pretty fucking well in the afterlife.
Oh man.
All right. Also cooking. Guavo, are you familiar with this man?
Yeah, he was a fighter from back in the day.
Okay, he was a former UFC champion. Vets, apparently, his elderly parents, he was staying with them. House caught on fire. His dog, Hammer, also a Rottweiler, alerted him that the house was on fire. He woke up. The house was already in a blaze.
How did he not wake up?
I don't know. I hear this a lot about houses just like being, you know, on fire or whatnot.
It smells strong.
Yeah, but I think it's weird because it's like the early detection. You would think that you would notice
lack
it.
Of oxygen.
But I was gonna say, like, if you don't pick up the early detection, then you start to smother and you just probably fade away. You know.
Yeah.
But apparently, he got himself out, realized that his parents were still inside, doubled back, and he said, like, by the time he had got himself out, the house was like really fucked. Doubled back, somehow got his elderly parents out of the house, went back in a third time, and passed out due to the lack of oxygen. So he had to then get rescued and dragged out or whatever. He was attempting to rescue his poor dog, who unfortunately didn't make it.
Oh, I don't like this story.
The hero of the story did not make it, but...
Well, the humans survived, so that's a good thing.
No, it's not important to me.
R.I.P. to Hammer. R.I.P. to Hammer. He's a true champion.
Why'd he stay in the house, though?
I don't have answers to the fire things. Like,
what the hell is this?
This is him.
I'm scared.
I swear to God, I'm so lucky.
This was him after the.
I can't believe my parents.
He's like in the ICU.
I had to make a decision, Wes, because I got out of my room and went to the door, and it was already horrible. I couldn't breathe. I almost had to go outside.
Jesus.
Oh my God, okay.
So. I got him, but I couldn't find Hammer.
Man.
Okay, well, that's depressing.
So, thanks for that.
Jeez. Oh, fuck. Way to set the mood, Matt.
Bro, the guy just rescued two fucking humans. Let's acknowledge what the man has done.
Quite honestly, the human...
I can't believe you put this in there. Who's
the video.
Guys, I need to know how old Hammer is, because there are some logistic decisions that need to be made here. This is an older gentleman, it looks like. His parents are, you know, maybe 90-something.
I don't know where you're going with this, but
so,
stop.
The parents are probably like 90-something. If Hammer's like 6 or 7, come on, man. You go get Hammer, and the parents just got to go.
Get everybody. Round them up.
I mean, it sounds like he was flying blind here. It doesn't sound like he had a lot of time to react. So... You know, congrats to the man for being a fucking hero. It's hard to do anything other than save your own life in this situation.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that the dog's instincts don't kick in and just want to just get out the door.
He might just want to get everybody else out.
Maybe he passed out.
I see.
Burke, would you go for the dogs or your roommates first?
You would go for the dogs.
Well, unfortunately for Melissa and Corey, they're upstairs.
I'll already be out.
We can scale the balcony.
Yeah, that's true. They have an escape hatch.
Yeah,
I'll already be out.
I should actually say, unfortunate for Landon and Conrad, none of the dogs would be with them.
We should actually probably get a fire ladder for the balcony.
That's barely two stories. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
we'll catch you.
It's not just ideal.
Roll.
Though.
Once you hit the ground, you just roll.
My
You're
ankles
good.
Will probably break.
Nah, we'll catch you.
It's not that high. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can climb down the side. Don't worry, we're not gonna have a fire. The fucking entire house lights up like a Christmas tree if somebody even starts cooking bacon.
Fire. Yeah. Yeah. But I always hear it goes starts going, and then I hear Berkey downstairs go, God damn it. fire, damn it.
You don't need a fire escape. All you need is a trampoline.
True.
Yeah, no.
True.
In
true.
The driveway.
Yeah.
Might pop you right back up onto the top.
Launches me into the plane.
Right back in there.
God, the hell. Oh, you can just use Landon's fucking car as a catch.
Yeah.
You know, it's not doing anything else.
Up in the sunroof.
just sitting there collecting dust anyway.
That poor car.
All right. The last person who's cooking this week is my man Barney Boatman. Big shout out to him. He went out to was it Paris or France rather?
What?
Europe.
The EPT. Well, yeah, it was Europe. The last EPT.
I think it was Paris.
Paris, that's what I thought. PokerStars just announced that he's going to be the latest team pro.
Wow.
Big stride. I mean, this is kind of cool, actually, because Barney's not exactly one to bite his tongue. I would think he's somebody who is willing to stand up for what he believes is right, and making sure that, you know, his name is not besmirched in the process of becoming an ambassador. So I think this is a really good hire by PokerStars. I think the fact that he just won an EPT makes him super relevant, which is nice. And hopefully, you know, he has some input as far as being a liaison between the players and the operators. Though I will say, for what it's worth, over the last couple of years, all the things that have come out in the online poker sphere, Stars has managed to keep himself pretty above the fray. Yeah. Hasn't been a lot of Stars flack getting thrown around. It's kind of shocking, right? Like, it wasn't that long ago that we were like, ah, oh, Stars has punted on poker since the Amaya group sold. They don't really care. It's just kind of a thing that still exists, you know? But here they are.
But is that still kind of the same feeling, though?
I don't know, because I think, like, from a security standpoint, I think that everybody kind of agrees they're setting the standard.
Yeah, for sure.
But from a, call it action standpoint, I guess, maybe they're not getting the same traffic that they once did. I mean, they lost the market share to GG.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with tighter KYCs.
Yeah, a lot.
Difficult to get a ton of money on there. Yeah.
But yeah. It looks like the live stuff is popping.
It does seem like they're investing a lot more in live.
All their EPT stops have been absurd recently in the last year, maybe 2 years.
Within the next 6 months, we may see upwards of 3, if not more, live streams here in Vegas. Poker Go Studio, Venetian launches this summer, and then Bally's is moving to a new home.
Venetian is
doing what?
A live stream?
They're launching a live stream.
Like just the regular cash game players?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I just know that with the opening of the new room, they plan to have a live stream. That's and I know that I think that there were other people lobbying to like just partner with them for a live stream, and they said, nope, we're doing it in-house.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be our thing.
I remember Bellagio was doing something for a little
Bellagio while. Bellagio Pots did not go well. It had a chance.
It could have done well.
Yeah. I think it was too soon. At that time, the only thing that really existed was Live at the Bike, maybe Stones. And Bellagio Pots, I'm pretty sure they even predated Poker Go. I think by like maybe a year. I want to say Pots was like 2016. Poker Go launched in 2017.
It was Pots was definitely before I got to Vegas, so it was definitely like 16.
Yeah, well, it very well could have been 17. I only say that because the mainstays of the game were like a very young Brad Owen and Nimi.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was vlogging at the time, but I also vlogged like halfway through 17. So it could have been either one of those years, but I'm pretty sure it predated PokerGo.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit ahead of its time. I think they didn't really have,
I don't think they had whole cams.
No, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, but they didn't really have the structure necessary to keep the games running. Like, I don't think that they had a dedicated game runner the way like Brent does for PokerGo, or the way Wayne does for Live at Bally's, or Ryan at Hustler. I think that they just kind of left that up to, you know, whoever's running 510 that day, which then you just get a bunch of regs that are willing to play. And it was never bigger than 510. It's like, it's a novel idea, but it was a better idea when Live at the Bike did it in the early 2000s, when seeing any cash games on TV was fucking amazing, or on the internet, I should say. So yeah, maybe a little ahead of its time, but here we are, circling back. It's going to be 2 streams in LA, at least, between Commerce Live and Hustler. Definitely 2 streams minimum in Vegas between Venetian and PokerGo, but then there's also going to be Bally's moving to a new home, to be determined.
And we got 14 in Texas.
And then there's also Poker Night in America.
Okay.
But I don't know what their deal is.
They shouldn't be running, like, I don't know, once a month.
I don't think they're doing anything live, though, are they? I saw them just post something about a PLO game with, like,
Jake Carver. They did for a little, and I thought it was, like, they did a vlogger game, but then they stopped.
They did a vlogger game last weekend, I think, live.
Was it live?
I think so. I want to say it was.
I saw the one with Jay Nandez, Jake Carver, a bunch of others that were playing PLO, but okay. I just saw a clip, so I assumed it was just...
Yeah, I want to say that these things are live, because I'm pretty sure the
fact we don't know is not a good sign.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the vlogger game was live.
Yeah. Us not knowing, not great. Not great for viewership.
Yeah.
You know, we're paying attention.
Streams feel a bit saturated. But
yeah.
It's so hard to keep up with all the streams. There's like a million of them.
I just stopped watching all of them, because you kind of want to watch like what everybody's watching, but right. now it's like there's like 100 streams and like I feel like nobody's watching.
So I kind of realized I'm the complete opposite. So the only two streams that I've enjoyed watching, well, for the most part enjoyed, was the one from Bally's, which was these nuts kids. I don't know, the poker nuts. Absolute nuts. Yes. So
you should get in that game.
I probably should.
I feel like that's your type of thing.
That would be my game for sure. That's why I enjoyed watching it. It was just fun. Like, it was just absolute bonkerness. But the other one is actually, I was watching a Texas live stream that was live streamed on Twitter, actually. And it was just like, made me think, is there any reason why we should, like, if to do the podcast on Twitter?
We could do it on Twitter.
Yeah, like, just like, run a live stream as, like, simultaneously, like, just hit the other button.
Yeah. We should look into that, because it would probably be smart from my account.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, the crossover between people who subscribe to SoftwareY, YouTube, and my followers on Twitter is probably pretty close to one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, any overlap
we
there.
We have an only for...
No, I know, but it only has 4,000 4,000 followers.
Right now.
And I'm positive that those 4,000 followers also subscribe to the channel.
Right.
Very good point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like maybe there's a chance we can get a wider audience. I saw Liv Bree doing this with her podcast.
Okay. I didn't know she had one.
Yeah. She would post. The thing is, it's not live. But maybe it's something we can tinker with when we're in the Cayman on the WPT cruise. We can maybe upload to both.
Cruise pod.
We can also cruise upload pod. Video to Spotify. I don't know if you knew that, Lamanna.
I didn't know that.
I think for our 500th episode, we should try to do that cash game we talked about, or we just do a podcast and play cash at the same time.
Yeah, I like
game,
the idea.
Cash game,
executable. Yeah,
that's the tough part. It's a lot better of an idea.
We don't need to worry about security if it's just us. Like, we're not going to cheat each other.
I'm not sweating. I'm not sweating any of that.
The stream is not secure.
There's a few things I'm sweating. Number one, if we don't do it live, then we lose the audience engagement. If we do it live, then it becomes a matter of, like, Guapo can't play because he has to switch.
Oh.
Which, you know, whatever.
You know, whatever.
Can we do,
I mean, Guapo could play and I'll switch. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
We could have
That actually might not be that bad, because I could, like, kind of host the pod while you guys are playing.
We need you in there.
No, you should definitely
free money.
Come on
now. Yeah, we need that free money, bro.
We could have just, like, a...
the fuck?
We could have an empty seat for the chat to play. And I can control.
That would be fun. That would be kind of cool. But now we're getting really, like, you know, complicated.
Yeah, quite honestly, I'm kind of scared of the chat, so I don't want them playing any hands in our game.
How could you of all people,
I'm
be afraid of anybody playing your stack?
I'm fearful of the chat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they scare me.
I think I'm going to talk to the guys at Blasio, but I think at some point this year, I'm going to put somebody in the 25-50 game.
Wow. How good's the game?
Not great. I wouldn't expect to win whoever I put in there. To give somebody a shot to play 25-50.
Okay, that's fun.
Right? Like, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I nominate Guapa.
No, not someone in this room. Like,
I
someone in the chat.
Myself.
You know, I just give him a flag and tell him to fucking go nuts.
A flag?
You're in, Ephraim.
You gotta give him two.
No.
Get one boy.
Minimum buy-in's 3K. I don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do anything.
Really? Is that small?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Give him. You want to play it? I can get you in.
Yeah, I want to play.
There's a game tomorrow. I turned it down.
I'm in.
They would love you.
Of course,
man.
They would. Anyone would love to have me in their game. I'm so
Cigar
fun.
John.
I'm so nice and I'm so
man.
Fun.
Cigar John's the best. He would. He would say some inappropriate things, but he's like 87, so like, how much could you hold against
something
him?
Something I have never heard before.
It's not even, the thing is with him, it's not even intentional. It's just like, he hasn't caught up to modern language. Uh-huh. Yet,
it's
know?
Just old guy shit. That's the guy that played on Bally's with you at Trop?
No.
Didn't you play on Trop?
No, who played on Trop?
Come on, it was him. It was Cigar John.
No, definitely not.
No.
100% not.
That was a good game, though.
I don't remember which... I don't remember ever playing a good game.
What do you mean? The one you played at Bally.
Tropicana.
It's Bally.
In Commerce or Tropicana?
Here.
Commerce.
No.
The one in Commerce was amazing.
It was an amazing game. But I'm talking about the one that was here. I'm pretty sure he played.
Except the guys
I can
winning.
Promise you that he did not. I don't know what you're talking about, but I will bet you whatever negative money you have that
he was like, how does he think that he knows more than you who actually played in the game? Well, can I get down on some money here?
Yeah. I really hope I'm right now because I get this is going to be great. Hold on.
Listen, that's hope is all that you have.
It's literally impossible. Like, for all you know, I just made a name up.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't cigar even jar. Have to be anybody.
He's like, well, I know Cigar Jar.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the opening stream for Bally's at the Trop. Somebody named Cigar Jar was in the game.
Absolutely all right. not. Well. All right. Just absolutely not.
Berkey, did Kilbane make the cooking segment?
He did not.
Wait,
but
so I thought he quit commentary and he's been commentating. So what's going on?
You can take the man off the streets, like but you can't take the streets out of the
like
man.
It's like when your friend is like, oh, we broke up, and then you see them back together the next day.
Melissa, yeah. He's a poker player. He did a poker player retirement. It's no different when you're a commentator. At his core, he's still just a poker player / commentator, yeah. And they just dragged his ass right back in the booth.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I'm just going to play the 25K. Yeah. And then they're like why don't you get in the booth?
Yeah. Yeah. It took him exactly one event. He's like, oh,
he made this whole thing.
Oh,
mate, I'm stepping down, pursuing other ventures. And then he's just back in the booth.
The booth so brethren. Like, all right, well. Henry Kilbane, mm-hmm. Ace Queen, 90K.
Kilbane got himself in a little spot.
Suited here.
He got out of this spot, which is remarkable. This is near the bubble of the 25K that he played.
And this is a little bit awkward.
I hate him.
Henry.
I fucking hate him. Why?
Why did he wear the scarf?
This motherfucker's never worn a scarf and sunglasses before in his life.
Yeah, when he's playing the 25K Triton event, cut him some slack.
Look at Steve. Look at fucking.
That's what I would look like if I ever was in one of those events. I'd have the mask on, too.
He's totally spending.
Look at O'Dwyer. He looks like he's on a fucking bohemian play. Vacation.
Yeah. He looks like someone's dad in like own Hawaii in Disney Cruise Line.
So oh my god, the posture, the scarf, the sunglasses, by the golf.
It's
relevant
potential. What golf? How can you see the golf?
I still saw the golf.
He needs more scarf.
Also, it's like a Triton scarf. It's not just any scarf.
Him and Lewis love the Triton scarf.
This is a tremendous amount of kit for
honestly, his neighbor to the right, that's how you wear a scarf. He pulls it off. He looks classy as shit.
But he just has it around his...
Yeah, look. It looks like a tie.
He's wearing a turtleneck.
Very good posture.
No, he's not. That's just a scarf.
No, it's not.
Pretty sure. How does he fold this hand?
No, but it's exploitable.
I mean, just how?
Get away. Bravo, Henry.
Henry just goes, Steve Dwyer has no bluffs in this spot. Fuck that guy. I'm out.
This guy's on vacation on the Disney cruise.
Like, we were debating on whether or not it was more likely or less likely that he was bluffing when Henry has the ace of clubs there.
I mean, obviously less.
Yeah.
Always less, but you still have a pretty good hand to call with.
Yeah.
Great hand.
You're pretty happy to call. But, you know, more power to him. He ended up cashing that event, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cook Henry Cook. So they gave him like 25K for his min cash, kicked him the fuck out, and said,
get back in the
booth. Why don't you get in the booth?
Get back in the booth.
It doesn't sound like your hourly was good enough. How about we give you another day rate? What do you say, mate?
He's like, all right, mate.
I mean, he like full-blown retired. He left the podcast group chat.
I know. What was that? And you said, what the hell are you talking about?
It was like a big send-off.
He just said like, it's been great, guys.
He was out looking for Kate Middleton.
And then like, and then Conrad's like, what the hell are you saying? And then we just never circled back on it.
He like hit me up. He said, he hit me up on the side. He's like, man, it's been great. I appreciate you.
He's not passing away.
I'll see you sometime in the future.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, guys, I've only got 6 months. Like, it's
No. It's the exact opposite. Like, it's just like, it was his preemptive. I'm about to be so goddamn rich that it's gonna be hard for me to talk to you peons any longer.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I fully understand. Every day, I have to humble myself to continue these conversations. Speaking of cooking, I fucking cooked today. Goddamn it.
Good.
Broken Oaken. Man,
Broken. We need to have Oaken on the pod, and that's it.
He was talking about today. He said he needs a day rate for it. I told him it might be worth it.
Yeah.
He was so tilted. I went to the bathroom, and he followed me out, and he goes, all right, come back, 10:30. I'm going to go home and take a nap. I go, I got a new puppy. He goes, bring her.
It sounds like heads up PLO 10:30 tonight.
We play five or six hours a day. You should be able to go like long stretches without a 5-bet pot, right? Like playing 5 or 6 hours live, you're talking like 100 hands a day. Yeah. You should go like weeks without seeing a 5-bet pot. We play on average 1.5 5-bet pots a day. I played 3 today. The fuck are you guys doing? I have ace king every time. 100% of the times I 5-bet, I have ace king. I played 2 against Oaken alone. Both times he goes, I almost re-raised you. No, you fucking didn't. First of all, it wouldn't have worked. Second of all, I actually did have the bottom of my range both times. I had queens and ace king, and even still, it wouldn't have worked. Like, I'm ready to gamble. I'm like sitting 150K effective with him. We're the only two idiots that are putting heaps of money on the table. And suddenly we're in like a 5 or 6-bet pot. Where I'm just thinking to myself, like, I have queens, and I will put every goddamn dollar in front of me in the middle if I have to, because I'm just not relenting at this point.
Yep.
It worked out. We did okay today, kids. We did okay.
Got him.
Give me the pickleball court suit.
Wow.
Or hyperbolic chamber.
The issue with the pickleball court is not money. Oh. It's, I need help. Okay. I need...
Talk to us.
How do I frame? I need someone to make executive decisions for me that I'll be happy with in the future.
I got you.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I watch.
Remember,
I'm on reels all the time looking at my dream house setup.
Okay.
Did you hear the second part of that?
Right. Remember, I have to be happy with this in the future.
Yeah, but I think I have an idea of what you like.
Look, I'll give you a list. It's not it's not a lot. It's a pickleball basketball multi court.
Sure.
I want the tiny house to be the gym.
Be in charge of the tiny house.
Yeah.
I got you.
I was looking at it today. Actually,
get renderings
the birthing
for this?
House.
I've gotten so many renderings. I hate them all. And every one that the more I hate it, the more expensive it is.
I have a whole folder on Instagram that's just saving, like.
I've had five different designers come out. And this is my problem, too, because when I say I need help, this is what happens. They give me a rendering, and they're like, okay, this is it's going to cost a fuckload rendering. And I look at it, and I go, this is terrible. And they're like, what do you want changed? I'm like, well, everything.
Well,
and then when I change things,
you're communicating it wrong if all of them are giving you the wrong thing.
Well, they're all giving me very different things. One decided to put in a putt-putt course, which, cool idea.
Did you ask for that?
Was so not what houses. I asked for.
So many houses in Vegas have that. I'm like, I'm sorry, I would never use that.
Yeah, no. I mean, Corey would love it, but I'm not interested in
Scout
it at all.
It.
I was like, yeah, I was looking for more of a basketball pickleball court. They're like, yeah, but like, you know, hole in one,
okay,
bro.
Okay, but that's like, they're just not following instructions.
Right. Well, you know, he was taking some liberties.
Yeah.
He's got a little extra turf he wants to get rid of.
Yeah, another one. the rendering, I actually liked it. And in the middle of the main focal point of the yard was like going to be the middle. And it was separating the hardscape of the pool. Mm-hmm. From the like landscape of the grassy area. And he built out this beautiful fire pit with like bottle trees and, you know, string lights. I was like, yeah, that's exactly
lovely.
What I want. There's like this giant planter separating the two. I was like, that's amazing. Perfect. And it was all like block.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want it to be cement. Like, you can just make that dirt. And he goes, oh, okay. Gives me a new rendering. And it's cement. And I'm like, no. Like, you know, I don't need to spend $30,000 for you to concrete this area.
Take the fucking cement off.
It could be dirt. Like, everything that you just designed here is screaming, you know, like, natural.
That without the cement.
Right. So he does it a third time, and it's, like, back to the block. And I was just like, I fucking give up. I surrender. You win.
Something weird's happening.
Yeah. Well, the thing, one of the weird things that's happening is everybody's too busy. Like, they don't need the business. Like,
oh, because there's so many people
everybody's
moving here.
Everybody's just building and... You know, expanding.
It's kind of crazy.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's up.
Yep.
That's what I need. I need to find somebody who takes Bitcoin. It's like 2 Bitcoins, and you do everything I ask of you. Let's go.
I take Bitcoin. I mean, I don't. I've never built a backyard, but like, I think I could if I like just watched a few tutorials.
Right.
I did it on Sims before.
And I take Bitcoin.
I watched a man build an entire mud house and swimming pool.
I've watched a bunch of those. I think I could do it.
Seen with a fucking shovel.
I think I
in the middle of the like rainforest or something.
You can fly him out here for like 3K and have him build everything.
Give him one ETH.
Okay.
And on top of it, we get the fucking, we can put it on YouTube, like the video. The
And the time lapse.
Get all the money back.
Get all the money. We'll be rich. We'll be fucking 20 million views on the video.
Do you want the 2 Bitcoin backyard or do you want the 1 ETH?
Yeah. That's
right. For 1 ETH, like, I'll fuck around and find out.
I'll hire them for 1 ETH.
I'll end this tangent on this last little story. When I first built the house in 2018, our friend Jenna, who's been on the After Dark shows before, she like flips homes and has a lot to do with real estate, stuff like that. She's like, I know the perfect guy. He built the Maloofs backyards. If you guys who don't know, the Maloofs are like incredibly wealthy. They used to own like the Palms and
I know from Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that I feel like they had something to do with
it. I'm going
to
get this guy.
That's Berkey's Lance.
I'm going to hire a bunch of those guys and we're all going to work together.
I feel like they had something to do with the UFC originally as well. But neither here nor there. All you need to know is that they're incredibly wealthy. And I immediately took pause and I was like, Jenno, I don't think I can afford the guy who designed the Maloof's backyard. And she goes, no, trust me. Like, he's going to do a great job. I was like, okay. So he gives me the renderings. Guapo, actually, if you look on our YouTube page under the private video,
okay,
or maybe it's a private playlist, you might actually be able to find the original rendering.
Okay.
If you find it, God bless. I actually just saw it the other day when I was in the sauna, but anyway.
Yeah, I can work with this guy.
So he sends me this rendering in video form, like full-blown design of what he wants to do with the backyard. He has this like kidney bean pool with a waterfall.
Wait, we already have a pool.
No, I know. Well, this is who built the pool.
Oh, okay.
So this beautiful design, just incredible. And at the time, I didn't know anything about pickleball, but I was like, I want a basketball court, you know, all this stuff, grass for the dogs, everything. He's like, oh yeah, I got you. Like, you're going to love this. Sends me the rendering. And I was just like, this is something else. How much is it?
Uh-huh.
And Jenna goes, 170,000. I go, no way.
That's no way. Bitcoin.
I know. And I go, no fucking way. She goes, yeah. 170,000. I go, build it. Fucking build it. So I take off for Aussie Millions. I go over to Australia. Jenno comes with Danielle and a bunch of friends. We're hanging over there for like a month and a half. Come back. Pool is half built. Like they're laying all the foundation and starting to pour the concrete and everything like that. She goes, I need, you know, some cash to pay for the pool and stuff like that. I go, okay, you got it. Start giving cash and I'm getting receipts and whatnot. Finally, the pool and the hot tub are done, and I've given the 170 or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking around, you know, and there's a couple, like, sparse landscape. Like, the grass, there's a small grassy area for the dogs, and then, you know, what we have, the trees and whatnot. And I'm like, all right, so when are they building the basketball court? When are they tearing this wall down?
No. Oh, no, you got scammed.
When are they doing all this other stuff? And she goes... I don't know, like, let's set up a meeting. So we set up a meeting and I go and talk to him and I was like, yeah, so like, you know, the pool's amazing, can't wait to get in it, like, when do we get the rest of the stuff?
Oh, this is so awkward.
He goes when you give me the rest of the payment. I go, I was told 170,000 and I've given you that, like, how much more could it be? He goes, that rendering was 550,000.
What?
I go, sir.
Excuse me.
Scam.
My house was only 500,000.
Jenno's a sick dude.
I'm like, what the
fuck? Were you mad at her?
I was so mad at her.
Because that's like a really expensive pool.
Yeah, of course. That's what I thought I budgeted for the whole backyard.
This is the most Jenno story I've ever heard in my life.
So typical Jenno. So fucking typical Jenno.
Yeah, don't worry about it. 170, yeah, no problem.
So typical Jenno.
170, like, it's going to look great.
He's a friend. Don't worry. He works for discount. Like,
where did she... So do you ever get down to like where she got the 170 from?
That's what I paid for the pool and the hot tub.
No, I understand that. But do you understand why she thought it was 170?
I don't understand anything that woman does. Not one goddamn thing.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it now.
And I know she meant well. That's all I know, Conrad.
She's my favorite.
I mean, I've like I've done like concrete before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've
I used to lay concrete when I was a kid.
So I think I could probably do.
Oh, that's ironic because I did a lot of backbreaking labor, and I don't think I could.
Okay, when I was 18, I went to the Dominican Republic and I repaired a baseball field.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I think I could use those skills and bring them with me into this new venture.
Okay.
What exactly is the next of rebuilding a baseball field?
1.5. Well, so we.
That's a good question.
We basically I don't know what the word is when you take the.
You're swinging an axe right now.
You mix the concrete and then you slap it on and then you smooth it out.
I think she just painted the lines.
Why was there concrete on a baseball field?
Yeah. On the walls. You did some mason work?
The walls around it. Yeah, I did some mason work. I actually got overheated and I had to sit in the shade with an umbrella for a little bit.
So you made a dugout?
I felt a little sick. No, it was all
around.
So
you sat under an umbrella in the Dominican Republic while everyone else built
it. I felt a little sick for a little, but...
I got the same comment.
Can someone bring me some more lemonade, please?
I was like, I feel nauseous. It's hot.
Concrete walls around
Nice cold glass of water while you guys finish that up.
And then we were taking, I don't know, we were laying bricks and stuff.
Oh, Guapo, I got it for you.
All right. I'm trying to figure out
And then I'm just thinking of the logistics of putting in the basketball hoop. I'm not sure how those go in, but I could watch a tutorial.
I have to tell you, of everything that I want done, putting in the basketball hoop is for sure the least of anyone's concerns.
So maybe I'll outsource that. But otherwise, I mean, what else do we need to do? We got the spackle.
I was looking today at where the RV parking is. It's going to be so good for the tiny house. For the gym. Like, the door from the garage can literally just lead right into the tiny house if we wanted to.
Yeah, I could build a door.
Then you can...
Look at this. Wow. This was the original rendering.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I could do this.
This is the 170?
Whole thing was going to be 170,000.
Oh, my God. That's sick.
You're so nice.
Why don't you just show that to someone else and be like, hey, make
this. Was a $500,000?
Yeah, but
show
would only
it
be
to the guys that make the...
Brian, I had my questions and concerns. I was assured by Jen.
Wow, why would you ever be like, you sure, Jen? She's like, yes. And you're like, I got to talk to somebody else.
She was
That's
the
what
general.
I would say. I would be like, there's got to be somebody else that I can talk to.
She was the general contractor. It had a bridge.
So
look at the bridge.
Wow, the bridge.
You thought you were going to get this for 170.
Wait, they didn't even make the bridge. They didn't even do the pool.
We had to fucking cut corners because I didn't.
I told Jenna that we're talking about her. She said, pick on someone your own size.
This makes it look way bigger, though.
Like the least impressive part of it, but wait till you see what's about to happen.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if I could do...
Boom!
Oh, my God.
You couldn't even get the fucking projector?
That's cool.
No, we got none of it.
That looks way better than your backyard
the
right
pool's
now.
With my guys.
They did an amazing job on the pool and hot tub, though, for what it's worth.
She said, whatever, I could have done it for $150.
Yeah. Okay, let me talk to my... I'll talk to my guys. I don't have them yet,
fucking
but I'll
scumbags.
I'll find them.
Jenna is literally what you're saying right now. This is exactly what Jenna does. She's like, I can get it done.
Yeah, but she's too expensive. I need some guys from, like, Ethiopia, and we're going to, like, just work together.
I want to know how much that kid makes.
Like
off his
$3?
Off
the YouTube video?
He's fucking balling.
Right. Yeah, I bet that thing has like 20 million views.
Yeah, he's balling in Ethiopia right now.
He's not in Ethiopia. It's clearly in a jungle area.
What? I don't know what the terrain is in Ethiopia. Have you been? I'm sorry, I didn't know you were an expert travel guide in Ethiopia.
Have you been to Ethiopia?
No, but it's in the African plains, is it not?
There's jungle in Africa.
Yeah, I guess. I guess there's some.
There's all
and
types of terrain.
He's definitely black, so... He's Ethiopian.
Somewhere around there. Okay. I think that we could, like, I can do it, I think. I'll do it for, give you a discount, 1.5 Bitcoin.
And 2 Solana.
It's going to cost more than that just for the materials.
Not when he's
doing it. I have guys. I'm going to have guys. I don't have them yet.
You don't
I will.
Have shit.
I will have guys.
Do you think Homeboy is paying for more than, I don't know, $1,000 for materials to make something like that?
Bro, he's making everything out of mud in the middle of the fucking jungle. Yeah. I need it in
mud
my backyard in the middle of the fucking desert.
There's plenty of clay everywhere in Vegas. We'll find a lot of clay. We'll harvest it.
All we have is baked concrete and solid ground with, you know, some shallow graves from back in the day.
Yeah, we'll get some of those. And
yeah, if you dig deep enough. All right, let's we got some poker to talk about.
You guys think I should build Berkey's backyard?
Enough.
Comment.
Just absolutely. Honestly, you know what? I'm up for it. I want you to try.
I think it'd be great.
Okay.
What a fun project.
Okay, but payment is restricted until the product is finished to my liking.
Okay. All right.
I need a rendering, and I need it to resemble the rendering.
What am I, fucking Picasso? God.
Please make a rendering.
Make a rendering?
Just send it to me, please.
All right, I'll make you a rendering. I'll draw
so
it.
Good. It's going to be on, like, notebook paper, like stick figures.
I'll make a blueprint on paper.
Right. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I want some serious... I need a serious professional here, Melissa.
I am a serious professional. While we're on the subject. Learned surgery, I'm going to learn building.
While we're on the subject, if anybody out there actually does build backyards, I'm looking.
Yeah, just contact me. And
I got a lot
we'll
of airball money
together.
Just waiting around. Oh, man. All right. I'm in the muck. Someone's in the muck.
All right. We got another user submission. We got Jason Fish.
Shout out to Poker Dad.
Jason Fish 11. He is playing a 5-10 game, and they are relatively deep here. So under the gun limps, and they're like 330 big blinds effective. So it goes under the gun raises a 30. He has Jack 10 of hearts on the button. He decides to 3-bet to 100. The small blind cold 4-bets. To 400, original opener folds, and Jason decides to call, and we get a flop of Jack of clubs, 8 of hearts, 7 of diamonds for the top pair, gut shot, and backdoor. The small blind leads for 400, which is about half pot. Jason goes ahead and calls. The turn is pairs the board, 8 of spades, and now it goes check, check. And the river comes the queen of diamonds. Small blind leads out about third pot, which is 500. And Jason decides to jam all in for 2,500. And we don't get the result of the hand. Guessing he folded, but I'm not sure. But, you know, he was kind of like unsure, like if this should be a bluff. He said, feels like... feel like he should just be checking range on river betting, just lets ace ace get shit on because the board is really good for me. The only real concern is queen queen. At this step, I'll have basically all suited connectors, 7-6 through jack 10 plus 7-7 through queen queen.
I think he is in the muck.
I would just
he call. Is in the muck.
I think he has a really good hand to call.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's work backwards. He has a really good hand to call. What hands should he bluff?
What hands should he bluff? Something like ace-10, ace-9 suited, if he has it, which he probably doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think you want to have an ace.
Maybe like king-10 then, king-10 suited? Yeah.
Well, you don't really...
Maybe having an ace isn't that bad. You remove aces and ace-queen, which are the most probable call-downs. Hmm. Blocking ace king, obviously not great because that's what you're trying to fold. Mm-hmm. But also, ace king probably doesn't take this line.
Yeah, it feels like doesn't do this.
Well, okay. So I think let me we're already into the details when I ask what should his bluffs be. But let's try to approach this from a bit more of a zoomed out perspective. We're talking about a 4-bet formation where ranges are still going to be a little bit linear.
Just because of how deep they are?
Not just how deep, but the formation also.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess buttoned.
Well, it was button versus under the gun?
So under the gun opened. Yeah, they're seven-handed.
Okay.
So they're seven-handed.
And so UTG seven versus button. I mean,
right.
Yeah, like, look, it's not going to be a super linear spot. Like, small blind shouldn't really be four-betting too widely here. I don't think we should be seeing too much in the lines of nines, eights, sevens, sixes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But... you know, you are going to have like a healthy mix of suited Broadway type hands. Maybe like less so King Jack. You're probably not going to see any of that. You're not going to see the King Tens. Yeah. Yeah. You'll see like probably a lot of like Ace King off being the bottom and then like some Ace Queen suited, some Ace Jack suited. Ace 10 feels like it's probably too wide. Even Ace Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ace Jack, feels weird.
I gave him
feels borderline.
Yeah, I gave him 25%, but I feel like that's aggressive.
I think that's okay, 20.
Ace Jack suited.
I mean. Yeah. It's tough. Like, I had to kind of paint these ranges because I don't have 300 big blind cold 4-bet ranges. So I just kind of have to intuit like what I think is reasonable here.
He refers to him as the only good reg in the game.
Yeah, so I think that gives him the ability to be a little bit more linear.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's suicide to show up with a hand like Queen Jack suited here.
Yeah.
I think it's like pretty reasonable to take those hands out largely. And then, sure, you're going to have pairs, but like you have to have some sort of limit to them, especially because you're probably going to want to cold four a little bit of the Fantastic Four at some frequency, mm-hmm. which means that you don't really need to have like 8, 7, 6s, 5s, the hands that intertwine with the Fantastic Four, if you will. So before we get into, you know, what these ranges look like and everything else, I think it's important to understand that, like, from the formation aspect of it, it's going to be there's going to be a certain linear aspect to it just due to depth, right? Small blind has to have some coverage. It can't just be queens plus ace king. That's obviously too tight and puts him in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. But it can be like queens plus ace king and then like some blocker hands as well as some hands that he's give you a little bit of board. Five. Yeah, so you want some wheels. You want to have like a little bit of the Fantastic Four. And then, you know,
for the people that
this is at a very low frequency.
Fantastic Four like quarter, is yeah, the like 4-5 suited, the 5-6, the 7-6, 6-7. 6-7.
And 7-8.
7-8.
7-8 is the invisible woman. 6-7 is the thing.
That's right.
4-5 is Mr. Fantastic.
4-5 Mr. Fantastic. And 5-6 is
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower, because okay. You always burn the money.
That's I don't right. think it's Flamethrower, but it's,
it it's something like
I
that.
I called him a Flamethrower.
It's like
yeah, it's just a human torch.
The human torch. Yeah.
He's a Flamethrower. Yeah.
Okay. So now that we have the ranges here, going back to the actual spot itself, I think this becomes a little bit interesting because Jason's implying that by river, he has some sort of advantage here. And I don't see it. I don't see how he has nut advantage. I don't see how he's equity advantage.
Yeah.
I don't see an EV advantage here. Like, yes, he's going to have more 8X than the small blind, but not a ton more, right? Like, he has to be folding some hands to the cold four.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he can just, like, have all ace-8 suited, all 8-7 suited, all not, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, these hands 3-bet at a low frequency to begin with. Then they probably don't always call. But, you know, if they do, like, whatever. It's not going to be enough of a concentration to his range where it's just like, I have so many 8s. You know, it's like, nah, you kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you're going to have pocket 7s. But again, low frequency because you're not going to 3-bet under the gun that often with it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's under the gun 7. You're going to have some 9-10. But same thing, like, small blind should have a little bit of 9-10 also. And we have to bear in mind like the frequency at which we're 3-betting the under the gun 7 player with all of the hands that connect with this board are just less.
The ranges kind of mirror each other, right? Like some like no. There's a little bit
buttons definitely wider.
Yes, of course, but like
but in a bad way. It's wider seconds. Like having Jack 10 suited maybe yeah. half the time instead of like 10% that the small blind has it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. So, I guess the point that I'm getting at here is there isn't really a world where you jam river versus block and aces folds.
Yeah.
Like,
jam river
or so, even like, yeah. it's queen.
Yeah. Or, yeah. So that's, I guess, what gets to be a little bit confusing to me is like, what are we targeting here? Because it can't be kings or aces, right? And ace queen feels optimistic.
Our hand also just seems too good to bluff.
Right, we just beat ace king.
Yeah.
Right? Even though I would make an argument that ace king probably doesn't want to take this particular line.
Does ace king probably doesn't bet flop and full?
Jack
8-7.
Cold 4-bet pot on Jack 8-7. I mean, we get the bet.
I mean, yeah. We get the bet, but I don't think it doesn't full.
We'll see. I would imagine. I would bet we have pretty close to a range
yeah,
bet here.
Yeah, I think so.
But again, maybe not because I am painting ranges. So it's like I might just be painting wide enough where
awesome.
Where that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm giving everything like such low frequencies that maybe it will I would estimate we probably have a range bet.
When you say that so you think Ace King would just not bet river, you're saying? But it's going to
I don't think it would block river.
Yeah.
I don't think, matter of fact, I don't think out of position will play blocks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just think, like, once you get to the turn, I think it's going to be a 2E strat.
Mm-hmm. Only. It's like your value's not going to want to play block.
No. So. And your only bluff at this point should be ace king.
Yeah.
So I imagine, assuming 2E is pot or less, I think we're just going to see a 2E strat on turn.
Turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could see a range bet for small on flop, followed by 2E and then all in on river. I don't think block is going to get played. And for the reason like the block doesn't get played, I can understand why Jason's reaction is like, fuck this guy. Because like maybe he assumes he's too wide. Maybe he's targeting like ace jack, which is a very reasonable hand to target. But it's also like one in which hands. We block. Yeah, and he doesn't really have it pre all that often.
I will say if ace king does... if it is a full range bet, then it probably does barrel off, like you said, 2E, turn river.
Once the turn comes queen, yeah. I think we're just in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
River. Turn was 8.
Turn was 8.
Oh,
river queen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, same thing. When bottom or middle pair pairs.
Yeah.
Middle going. Pair, maybe not. Could be a little bit dicey. I don't know.
In a 4-bet pot, though?
We're speculating, but we can take a look at the wizard and see what's going on here. All right.
Can you share your screen, Matt?
Please? Oh, yeah, my bad. Let me see. I'm in on Zoom. Am I in on Zoom? Am I still in the meeting?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it says you're here.
Well, where the fuck am I, Guapo? There I am.
There he is.
There he is. Share screen. Okay. We got it. All right, you got me now?
One moment. You're in.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we can see that this is basically a range bet, with the exception of like the little bit of nothing wants to play heavy check. So the ace four, the 7-6, those types of hands, even the 6-5 and 5-4, the little bit that they're in there, they kind of go.
What's that checking in the ace king?
Ace king off is checking a high frequency with ace of clubs, king of hearts, ace of clubs, king of diamonds. Only those. Oh, no, that's not true. It looks like it's about half the combos of ace king are kind of playing passively, but honestly, like, what size did he choose in game, Lamanna?
For
400, he bet half pot.
Half pot, yeah.
Little under half pot. He bet 400 to 835.
Okay, so yeah, 48%. I assume the lower that we make this size, the more of a range bet we're gonna see. Yeah, so now we're up to 94.5%. Okay. Ace king is almost completely pure. Yeah. It's literally just ace four wants to shut down. And he might not even have ace four. Like, I gave him these in half combos. The truth be told, like, these aren't really good cold four bet hands. So I could probably even lessen these to like quarter. And even that might be aggressive. Like, maybe 15% is reasonable. you know, we might find scenarios where like he just never shows up with these types of things. Because you really don't have to. Even like a linear. A more linear but like somewhat polarized range, you're just going to use these kind of hands to round it out. You want to lean on pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You just like want to lean on pairs. So now you see like we're getting almost to a pure range bet as we kind of suspected. Now it's going to be for 2/3 pot. Let's reduce it down to what he actually bet, which is 48% pot. I imagine we're going to get to like 98-99% somewhere in that neighborhood. Oh, there it is. 100%. Okay. So we've manufactured what is probably happening in real time. Going for the pure range bet, we can see Jack 10 is going to play pure call. We don't play any raise here. And reason being is exactly what I kind of speculated. We have no advantages.
Yeah.
Right? Just none whatsoever. We are getting dusted on the overpair advantage. We're getting dusted on
the Jack.
Yeah. I mean, we have a Jack X advantage for sure because we have King Jack suited. At a high frequency, we have ace jack suited close to pure. Maybe we do have it pure.
Doesn't make up for the nut advantage.
Right.
No, yeah.
We just don't have enough queens and kings and no aces, which is a big problem. And then also, like, our jacks want to slow play, you know, like, so we want to have some trap. We're not going to be at a big disadvantage here. Like, I would estimate when we look at the equity advantages, it's probably going to be like 52-48 in favor of out of position. Oh no, it's actually much more significant.
I was just saying, it's gonna be more than that.
Oh no, those are combos I'm looking at. Okay, so yeah, it's 55-45.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it is a bit more of a disparity than I realized, but they don't have these backwards by chance, do they? Usually equity realization favors imposition. Am I reading this wrong? No, no, I'm not, because the straight advantage is imposition. So that's correct. Okay, yeah. So imposition's at a pretty big disadvantage here. An 11% equity advantage is pretty significant. We can see that the EV disadvantage here is almost 3-1. That's substantial. So that's what's driving the no raising strategy. We just don't have enough good hands. Turn was an 8 of diamonds.
8 of spades.
8 of spades. Brick. Badoogie 8. And we saw what size come through here?
Check, check.
Yeah, oh, check, check. Check. Okay. Yeah. So that seems relatively in line. Not crazy. Ace King doing a lot of checking, specifically the suited variety. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Ace Queen. Largely just giving up at this point. The little bit of Ace Jack that exists is protecting the range by checking. And then you can see top set of Jacks, or full house now, playing pure check, as is the other little bit of Jack X and straights. So the little bit of 10-9 that he possesses, pure check. The 8-7s for full houses, pure check. So his betting range is largely driven by protection, yeah. Right? Aces and kings just get direct value from unblocking the jack. And then a hand like queens is going to need a little bit more protection than everything else.
We just fire off the ace king off.
Right. Ace king off and king queen. These are going to be our bluffs.
Love it.
Right. And then, you know, the 6-5 for the low end straight draw, the 5-4 for the low end gut shot. These hands are worth nothing to us. So we just have to rocket them off. So we're going to see a check, check line here. Well, actually, let's see what Jack 10 is supposed to do. So it actually wants to bet for protection's sake. And that makes a lot of sense to me. So we should see like a smallish probe here, see quarter pot.
It's not only protection, right? We're setting up for the river, correct? Like, because now somewhat. Now we don't have to, we dictate the size, or because we're not going to see a lot of leads if it goes check, they check, we bet river, or we bet turn. Like, they're not going to lead river, so we get to set up the river sizing.
You're like buying a river.
Yeah, we kind of get back.
Yeah, a little bit of that. A little bit of, you're also, to your point, reducing SPR to where we can have jams.
Yeah.
So we will want to play some jams when check two on the river, but that's basically what we're setting up, is a river polarized strat where we either check back and just win our pot share or jam.
But
we're not going to play like B45 on the river when check two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of weird because it feels like there's only like two cards in the deck that we're going to find jams on.
Oh, no, that's not true. Look, we have 8-7. Oh, you're saying just specifically with Jack 10?
Yes, with our hand.
Sure. That hand's almost certainly never going all in.
Yeah.
Even on a river 9, I don't think it's going to play all in.
Okay. Yeah, I'd just probably go half pot or something. Probably 5%.
I don't know, but a 9 would obviously change things, I guess, is my point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we have, he's right that we do have some strong hands, right? Like, we have a full house in pocket, or 8-7, pocket jacks, pocket eights for quads, pocket sevens. We have these hands at some frequency. Oh, I like this picture in picture. Nicely done, Guapo.
Thanks.
Good addition. And then we have hands that need protection, like straights with 10-9, pocket queens, pocket kings. Now, queens specifically, mostly betting to check down, right? Like, not really looking to set up a 2E spot and just be all in. I was maybe incorrect. Why do we not have the... Let me switch this real quickly. I think I forgot to have an always at all in. I'm going to run back through this really fast because I just want to know what E is here. I have a feeling that it's probably pretty close on turn, but I just want to.
I just want to say for our friend Jeno, she just sent me a receipt that said, first off, she said you can kiss her black ass. And then the receipt says 110 K, and with the 68K balance, so I don't know, man.
Yeah,
178,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you didn't pay it.
No, it's paid.
No, it got paid. Just You know, she's saying that this is what she was told.
You want to know when I got that receipt?
So you kiss her black ass.
That's what she was told. I got that fucking receipt the day that the pool was finished.
I love Jenna.
To my surprise.
Very sick backyard.
Okay, so strangely enough, I guess nothing changed. Okay, so still gonna play checker or biggish bet. We play blocks in position mainly because our range is actually like quite polar, and reopening the action here is like pretty disincentivized. So we have a lot of hands that want to protect. We have a lot of hands that want to get thin value, like our Jack X, our Queens, sometimes our Pocket Kings. And then we have hands that like function as cheap bluffs where we could potentially fold out his Ace King. I imagine when we bet quarter, his Ace King is pretty mad. Yeah, you can see Ace King starts mixing folds. Ace King suited almost pure folds. Ace Queen suited is a pure fold. So basically, that's the region of his range that we're targeting whenever we choose to reopen the action. And everything else is just going to be resigned for river play. So our strongest hands, like I mentioned, will probably just play jam on river. And then everything else will just like try to win its pot share. So instead, we go check, check. River is the queen of what?
Diamonds.
Queen of diamonds. Okay. And yeah, like I said, we don't really put, we don't see blocks here. So it's two-thirds pot or it's all in. And you can see it's very specific to the hands that want to bet. Pocket queens actually not ever really betting. And that's just mainly due to the fact that it doesn't exist all that often.
I really like that line for the check, check, just jam.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, especially with like I said, kings, aces, they just want to be all in, right? Mm-hmm. You're just targeting the jack, jack X, the check back. Yeah. The turn or the river queen X, and all of his strongest hands are incentivized to bet the turn. So when he says we have 9-10, we have pocket eights, we have pocket sevens, 8-7, all that other stuff. Well, maybe you do in practice, but like in theory, you shouldn't be checking those hands on the turn.
Right.
Yeah.
So you actually don't have them, which is why pocket queens wants to check, because it needs you to start putting money in with something weaker. Mm-hmm. You just don't really have calls as played. Whereas with like aces and kings, that frees up the queen X, that frees up the jack X they could potentially call a river jam. And then they just balance that with the ace kings that have gotten there, a little bit of the ace queens.
Also the hands that would check jam turn.
Correct.
Like if facing a small bet.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that's true. We can double check real fast. They might just play call. Nope, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They raise, they don't jam.
Okay.
They raise 2E.
Oh, okay.
They just don't, they don't want you to play perfectly, basically. Mm-hmm. They don't want a jack to become an easy fold.
Right. Decisions.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, can't have that easy fold with jack
X. That would suck. What do you do with the jack then folded?
Die.
Just cry.
I mean, it'll just
start crying.
In theory, it'll mix, but what you should do is just like call jack 10, fold the other ones, probably.
Yeah.
Especially because like ace king is the bluff, so you don't really want to have ace jack there. Having jack 10 is pretty nice.
You're drawing with tears in your eyes.
Yeah. So now if we change this instead to 67% and all in, let's just change it to block and all in instead. See what gets utilized in the block. So it does get used some of the time, but you can see the jam starts coming through a lot more frequent, where before it was only like 19%, now it's 27%. So the blocks are going to come from a lot of the Jack X region. So a lot of what we are actually blocking is where he's going to be pulling from. So a little bit of Ace Queen, but Ace Queen is more incentivized to go for it all. Ace Jack suited, which again, I don't even know how much of this he has, but given that he's a good player, he probably should have some. So like we kind of said in real time, this is the hand that we're targeting, but there's only going to be two combos of those at a fractional percentage of the time, right? Because he's not four betting it all the time. Kind of thing. Ace 5, ace 4, it's going to go for the cheap bluff, which makes a lot of sense to me. So when we jam over top of that, we're just going to have the best hand. You can see 10s gets in there ever so slightly if it has perfect suits of club diamond. And then pocket jacks is like the main value hand that is really happy to induce. So when this block comes through, jack 10 is going to be a call for sure. It's just going to be a pure call. It actually does mix bluffs.
What?
Wow.
Which combo did he have?
Hearts.
Hearts.
He
found it.
Wow.
Look at this.
Nice work. Nice work, Jason. So it does look like that it jams here at a low frequency. And I think that that's probably a byproduct of just not having many better combos to choose from.
The suits confuse me every time. Like, why is it hearts? Same.
So I think it's probably hearts because you block Queen X or Queen Jack of Hearts specifically, and the board blocks Queen Jack of Diamonds and Queen Jack of Clubs.
Okay.
Right. So now you really only run into the spade variety.
Right.
Where having the other two don't have any blocking properties. So that makes a lot of sense to me. You see a little bit of jamming with the ace-jack suited for the same reasons, I suppose, but it's really, really infrequent. King's value jams, queen's value jams, obviously, jack's value jam, obviously. 10-9 suited value jamming as well. And you can see 9-8 suited. I presume this is value.
Yeah.
Based off of the hands that are blocking. And yeah, but blocking the... Yeah. I imagine... Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. Nines, I guess, becomes the bluff. Jack 10 suited becomes the bluff. And then if you have any of the Fantastic Four, they become kind of nice bluffs as well. You block pocket sevens, although I don't think that's truly relevant in this formation. And then the 6-5 is just kind of like, we got here with Stone Bottom. And we need to pull additional bluffs. The reason why we need to pull additional bluffs is because you can see that Jack 10 has enough EV to call. It's not indifferent between raising and folding, right? So it's not really a traditional bluff. It's kind of a bit of a reach for the need and for the fact that it blocks pocket jacks, which is one of the hands that induces. So really nice find, Jason. You aren't really in the muck. When you jam, his call-offs are probably just going to be over pairs or better if he has them. So yeah, you can see it's just a little bit of aces he played this way. Pocket jacks. He's actually supposed to call Jack 10 and Ace Jack, but I imagine you're right that those hit the muck. And then if he ever has Ace Queen, it's supposed to be indifferent, but I would hope this hand pure calls. Yeah. I wouldn't mix with this hand. I would just like pure fold the Jack X and like pure call the Queen.
Yeah.
Just seems like a pretty easy way to split. In any event, very interesting. I was a little bit surprised at the way that construction came up on the river. But again, remember, we were initially correct in our analysis. Block doesn't exist.
Right.
Out of position range just wants to be greedy. So if he's making mistakes blocking, is it that he's transparent with his block, which allows us to jam profitably? Or is it that he only plays one size with block and now all of a sudden we get fucked? So that would be one.
So if you like took away the one final in,
curious experiment to run it. If he only plays block,
yeah.
Now does Jack 10 jam?
Probably
I would suspect
not.
Maybe not,
because he still has all those hands that want to jam.
Yeah, pure call now.
Yep.
Yeah, pure call, and that makes a ton of sense to me because now you need way, way, way better blocking properties in order to actually find like some reasonable amount of fold equity. So like pocket nines really becomes the go-to bluff in this particular situation. A little bit of 7-6 again. I don't think it's all that important.
Yeah. And this is the fun of it, right? Because you can never know. You could never know if he has like the jam there or if he just pure blocks. So then like, you know, in real time, you're trying to figure out what exactly to do. And it's not easy.
And
even
you can
with
see,
the solvers.
And you can see it changes the reaction too, because now we shove differently, or the construction of our shoving range changes, which means now aces becomes indifferent because we have more combinations of aces. And now as the in position player, they're not shoving quite as liberally in order to bluff. And we're very happy to shove an eight at this point for value. So
we have other things to call with.
Right. You can see that the jack actually starts calling way more than the queen. Mm-hmm. And that's because we're not leaning on the jack to bluff anymore. Before, remember, the induction hand was pocket jacks from out of position. But if they're also inducing with pocket queens and they're also inducing with overpairs and all these other hands, well, then blockers become a lot less important to us because their entire range of value is actually within that block size. So, yeah, I mean, great read in real time to pick up on some weakness, because you have to be pretty confident that he's partitioning his range in such a way that the bluff will get through at an appropriate amount of time, mainly because you're laying a good price.
I wonder if it got there.
Oh, yeah, I guess we don't know.
We don't know.
I just assumed it worked.
there were some comments.
Okay, well, you peruse Discord while I tell the folks how they can submit their own In the Muck hand. If you guys are interested in submitting an In the Muck, hit hashtag Discord in the chat or head over to our Twitter page at Solve for YTV. It's the pinned comment. You can't miss it. Join our Discord channel. We have an entire forum set up to In the Muck. We would appreciate your comments. Also, if you're interested in having your own subscription to GTO Wizard, big shout out to them for sponsoring the In the Muck segment. You can hit hashtag Wizard in the chat. Follow that that link and get yourself set up. Lastly, don't forget we have two academies coming up in May. May 23rd to the 25th is the Cash Academy. Get ready for the WSOP grind. May 27th to the 30th. 27, 28, 29. Yeah, that's correct. 4 days. Get you ready for the WSOP. Matt Hunt's going to be leading the MTT Academy. And finally, we are still running the Dealer Academy all through March. There are dates available here in Vegas, as well as special dates March 21st to the 23rd in Atlanta if you're on the East Coast. Be sure to head to solve4y.io, sorry, academy.solve4y.io if you guys have any interest in those, or hit hashtag academy, hashtag dealer in the chat. I think that's going to do it, guys.
Yep.
I know every time Nikki gives us Reddit stuff to talk about, I find a way not to. But we had a really, really important heartfelt convo about my backyard.
Yeah.
Past my bedtime.
I can't wait to build it.
We had to get it out there. Now the world knows. Jenno fucked me.
Yep.
Fucking Jenno.
You know? But hey, I got a gorgeous pool out of it. I would have never agreed to build that pool.
It's expensive.
Never. Never signed off.
Put the bridge in.
Never. I mean,
even
to be
though,
fair.
Even though Ben Lamb paid for
it. I was just about to say, to be fair, big shout out to Ben Lamb. My short deck winnings through him paid for that pool.
Do you realize that to date, it's been approximately like $2,000 every time somebody got in the pool?
That's probably accurate. Yeah, not counting the dogs.
Yeah, not counting the pups. But probably like 2,200.
Yeah, we get in the hot tub a lot, though.
Probably like 2,200. A hot tub.
Hot tub gets you.
Hot tub definitely gets you.
Nah, we've had at least a dozen pool parties alone.
I don't know what fucking dozen you're talking about.
There's a lot of OnlyFans girls in that pool.
There's been a lot of OnlyFans girls in that pool.
Think about every OnlyFans girl that's been in the pool.
That's right.
God.
OnlyFans with some OnlyFriends.
That's right. People were getting their fingers wet in that pool.
Jesus.
Fucking around.
Crossing the line.
I think that happens in every pool, honestly.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, that is going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow at noon Pacific. It'll be the crew as usual. Landon will be joining us. Pip. We'll be here with bells on.
Hooray.
Say goodbye, Pip. Say just goodbye. Bye.
Later, squad.
Peace.